Hallelujah.
I can't let a day go by without praising his name. Because I guess I haven't seen a day that went by when I didn't find myself blessed with another reason to say, thank you, Lord. Because he's done great things. He's done great things for me. He's done great things for everybody who's sitting under the sound of my voice. Everybody's got a testimony. Everybody's got something that he's done, and somehow I guess you feel as the choir did, you can't let a day go by without testifying about his goodness, without telling somebody, about thanking him for all the goodness and all the great things he does in our lives. I'd like for you to turn your attention just a little while again, if you would, to Isaiah, 41st chapter. I brought this not long ago, but somehow as I sat in prayer service the last couple of weeks, it seemed that somehow I needed to go here again. The 17th verse of that 41st chapter, it says, when the poor and the needy seek water, listen now, and there is none, and their tongues faileth with thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the shittim tree and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and in the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this. The Holy One of Israel hath created it. I want to speak with you a little while. The Lord will make a way.
Amen.
The Lord will make a way. You know, as I said, I listened to the testimonies of so many beautiful things that God is doing. Somehow we just need to just be reminded that we need to let people know and understand that the hand of the Lord hath done this. And the Holy One of Israel hath done this and created this and made all of these things happen. This scripture is just one of many I'm going to be referring to. But here it says, when the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none. It's not like they haven't found it yet. When they seek water and there is none. When they seek a solution to the problem and there is none. When they seek a way out and there is no way out. I am going to take care of it. I can make things happen. The water doesn't have to be there for God to create the streams of water. The things that we're looking for don't have to exist in order for God to put them in our life. Somehow, if we look at the situations we've gone through, I guess we have to say without a doubt, I can't let a day go by without thanking him for what he's done. Because he's done great things. He's done miraculous things. He's done things that seem to be impossible. As a matter of fact, when we talk about the water not being there, but somehow he provides water anyhow. We can look at the children of Israel when they were talking about the fact that they didn't have any food and there wasn't any water and they thought that they were just going to die out in the wilderness. And they complained to Moses over and over again. Well, Moses couldn't do much about it, but we have a God who's able to do all things. He can make a way out of no way. They were a long way from any place where they could go and get food, even if they had money. And there wasn't any way for them to be provided the needs that they had out there in that wilderness. But somehow it seemed to Moses that talked to the Lord about it. And the Lord told him what to go tell them. Said, don't worry about it. You're going to be provided with some flesh and with some bread. Yeah, I'm going to feed you. And I'm going to supply your need. You're out here in a place where there is no food. You're out here in a place where you can't find it. And as I said, if you had the money, which you don't, you would not be able to purchase what you need. But God's going to make a way. Amen. The Lord makes a way out of no way. The Lord will make a way, somebody said, somehow. He's able to do that. And somehow it seemed that what the Lord did, he allowed quail to come. So many quail that they say overshadowed the children with quail. Now, that's good meat. And they were able to, then somehow they were able to get meat now. And somehow the Lord made all of that happen. And then in the morning, they tell me that when the dew started, they looked and they saw what was coming up. They didn't know what to call it. They called it manna. They didn't know how it was created or how the Lord brought it about. I don't guess anybody knows. We talk to scientists now. They go through the scriptures little by little. They're finding all this did happen. These things did happen, and we can explain it now, and they can. But nobody's been able to say exactly how the manna came. I don't think there was any Pillsbury flour in the clouds. I don't know how it all came together. I don't know how he miraculously made the food come. I can't tell you because I just don't know. But what I can tell you is we need to recognize that the God of the universe did it. The Lord was the one that made it happen. The Lord was the one that brought. We need to recognize as we go through the things that we go through, and he brings us miraculously out, that we know the Lord did it, and we want to thank him for it. We want to thank the Lord for the way that he continues to be there for us. Sometimes we have situations that he brings us through and out of, and we didn't realize we were in until we look back and see where we were. And we realize that God knew I needed something. He knew what I needed. I couldn't put it in words. I knew I was going through something, and he brought me through, and he brought me out. Got an apartment. The Lord made a way. The Lord loves you, and the Lord's looking out for you. The Lord does things for us. All the medical situations that we can look around and find people have been brought through and the problems that they had. The Lord has made a way over and over and over again. Testimonies all over this place. I don't believe there's anybody here who would say, I don't have a testimony. There's anybody here who can't say that the Lord has done great things. The Lord has done great things. The Lord loved me enough to do great things. With all the power that he has and all the love that he has, I can't help but wake up in the morning saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you did today. And thank you, Lord, for the confidence I have in knowing that everything's going to be all right as I move into this next day. It's good to have that kind of faith. You see, my faith gets stronger and stronger every time I go through something. Problems don't get me down. Problems get me up because I know that the Lord is going to bring me through again. And when he brings me through, that just makes my faith that much stronger. The more he does, the more I recognize he will do. The more he brings me through, the more I know that he's going to bring me through and bring me out. I don't have to get anxious about situations. I just, as was said a little while ago, Reverend Walker, just put it in the Lord's hands and leave it there. If I put it in the Lord's hands and I trust him enough and recognize him enough as one who is able and willing to change and bring things, I don't need to be concerned about it anymore. I can leave my problems in the hands of the Lord. I take them to the altar and I leave them right there. He does great things. He'll do great things. He's been doing great things in my life, in your life. Everybody can say he's done some great things. Because if you look at our lives and see the things that we want God to do for us, sometimes we aren't even able to put it into words. Sister Brookie, you couldn't put it into words hardly. The other night we found out about some things that the Lord has done for Sister Brookie. And she didn't ask him. She didn't put it in his hands. He took it because he knew what was on her heart. There was something she wanted to do. She wanted to be able to complete an internship, but somehow in order to do that, that means she had to go and work for. And while she was working and trying to do all, how could she do all this and get that done? Well, the Lord has, because the Lord will make a way. There was no way, Sister Brookie, but the Lord made a way. What the Lord did, let me tell you about it. What the Lord did was had somebody who had an organization that loved the Lord. And somehow when they met with Sister Brookie, they loved Sister Brookie. And they brought her on board. And after bringing her on board, she was able to not only get paid for what she was doing, but they could check off the boxes for the internship. God does great things. God does great things. God does great things. God does great things. I can't help but say, thank you, Lord, For the testimonies are here. Not just Sister Brookie, not just those who are spoken, but there are so many people here who got some testimony that somebody needs to hear. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. Somebody needs to hear where you were when God threw his arms around you and brought you out. Somebody needs to hear that you were down, didn't think you'd ever get up again, but he got you up, put you on your feet, put bounce in your step and love in your heart. You can't help but praise him, because he's good. He's able to do those things beyond what's miracles. He's amazing, and he's able, and he loves us. With all of that power that the Lord has, he can do great things with all of that power that the Lord has. Think about this now. Think about this. There is nothing that is beyond God's power. But you know what? I got some real good news for you. There's also nothing beyond God's love for you. Put that together. God's love and God's power. Why should you be concerned about anything when the God of the universe is reaching out to take your hand and bring you through? When the God of the universe is willing to pour on you his love, willing to throw his arms around you. My goodness. He has done great things. But you know what? He's still doing. He's doing great things. And I can't help but tell you, put your situations in his hands and watch him as he continues to do great things. We just have to trust him enough. Our faith just needs to be strong enough. Our love for him needs to be enough for us to have that relationship so we can just talk to him about what we're going through. When the poor and the needy needed water, and there was none. It wasn't they couldn't find it. There was none. When the children of Israel were out in the middle of the desert and they wanted food, and there was none. When the children of Israel wanted something and they could not get, but the Lord provided it. The Lord provided it. The Lord provided it. Somehow we look at those and say, oh, those are great miracles. But God is working great miracles in our lives. Those things that we're going through. Those things that we're able to do. Somehow, when we look at the things and the way God loves us and blesses us, somehow it may seem like small things sometimes, but he does great things in our lives. Sister Doris, doesn't he do great things? Sister Doris's eyes have gotten to where she wasn't able to see real well, but you know what? That spread print in those Bibles is not real big, but on Friday night, she opened up the Bible. And she read the scripture. She was able to read through it. You see, God does things. And he uses doctors, too. Don't misunderstand me. He uses doctors and gives them abilities and knowledge so that they can touch and they can be there to help us through. He's really doing it, but he's using their hand. So there's medication, there are shots, and there are other things. And somehow her vision is improving. And improving to the point where she can just not testify about it. She could have just said it, but she opened up the word and she read the word. He has done great things, and he continues to do great things. I'm so glad that I can testify about his goodness. I can tell you the things I've heard, and the testimony that I've heard is beautiful. But I can also tell you that he's touched me. He's changed my life, made things happen in my life. Situations I didn't even realize were happening until I got through them. Sister Beverly, there was a situation you didn't know about. And somehow you were down in Richmond or somewhere down in Southern Virginia. And somehow you didn't realize how urgent it was that you get to see a doctor. But somebody came down. Somebody came down and didn't have an ambulance, but had a nice big car and brought you up here. And the doctor said, no, don't go stay in the hotel. You need to be in the hospital right now. And somehow, because of that, she's alive right now. She would not be alive right now. She didn't realize. She was going to get up here one day. She was going to put it in her schedule. But the Lord scheduled it for right then. And she got here, and the doctor said, I'm glad you came. And don't worry about that hotel room. You won't be needing a hotel room tonight. He does great things. He moves in a miraculous way. He knows our needs beyond what we know. I'm just so glad that I can say without a doubt that the Lord will make a way. The Lord will make a way. Whatever you're going through, It may not seem like it's great, but give it over to the Lord. It may seem like it's more than you could possibly ask for. Give it over to the Lord. And recognize this, again, as I've said over and over again, with all of his power and all of his love, you should not be anxious about any situation. Know that God is going to make a way somehow. I'm just glad I can tell it. I'm just glad I can testify about it. I'm just glad I can continue to see people with testimonies about what the Lord has done for them. Sister Almeida, I can see some testimony that I know you got on your heart, the things that God has brought you through. Brother Cruz, Deacon Cruz, I know that you just, I'm not going to have you get up because you would not be, I'm sure you'd be brevity challenged, trying to hold it all in because he's done so many great things for you over and over again. I say that, and I don't want to point folks out, but I just can't help but think that no matter where I point, whoever I point to, they could get on their feet and talk about the goodness of the Lord. And so I guess this scripture comes down to this, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this. Testify about his goodness. Tell folks about the miraculous way he brought you through. Let it be known that you put it in the hands of the God of the universe, and he brought you through, and he brought you out. My message is from the pulpit. You have a message from your heart that you need to give to some folks who have not seen and do not recognize how much God does and how much God will do in the lives of those who trust him. He loves you. He loves you. That's why he's done great things. He cares about you. That's why he continues to do great things. He may not always do it your way, but when you look back, you'll see that somehow what he did was not bad. It was not wrong. It took me a while to understand it, but somehow I'm going to be stronger because of it. I came through, and he was with me. If I needed comfort, he comforted me. If I was a trial, somehow he let me know that I had victory. He loves us. Isn't that good news? I can't stop praising him enough. I can't thank him enough. I can't thank him enough. I can't thank him enough. Every day, Reverend Polk, every day is a day of thanksgiving, isn't it? Every day. I think that's right, isn't it, Reverend Polk? Every day is a day. Am I right about that? I think I heard that somewhere. My Lord. Because he's done great things.
My brothers and my sisters,
every day,
the Lord has been good to me.
Every day, so yes, it is. I got something to thank him for today.
It's nothing
he blessed
but his
me today.
Mercy and his grace is keeping me.
Because he blessed you.
The same thing
he's able to bring you through.
You.
Nothing's beyond his power.
Mercy.
Nothing's beyond his love. Yes, every day. Every day.
You know what?
Every day. You ought to be saying thank you,
Lord. You don't have to wait till Sunday to praise God and to thank him. Every day is a day of thanksgiving.
He's been good to you. Just wave your hand in the air. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. My Lord.